Texte numéro 49. India's Tobacco Girls. In the southern Indian state of Andhra Pradesh, five-year-old Alia thinks this is some kind of a game she must soon master to be a winner. From the time she wakes up and until she goes to bed, Alia watches her mother and all the girls and women in her neighbourhood consumed in a frantic race. They all make bidis, the traditional hand-rolled Indian cigarettes. For each bidi, the roller painstakingly places tobacco inside a dried leaf, tightly rolls and secures it with a thread, and then closes the tips using a sharp knife. Working between 10 and 14 hours a day, Alia's mother and others must roll at least 1,000 bidis each to earn less than $2 paid by the middleman. The bidi manufacturers make billions of dollars. The rolled bidis are taken to the warehouses of large manufacturers, where they are packaged and sold for a much higher price. The bidi is hugely popular and makes for nearly half of India's entire tobacco market. The labyrinthine, congested lanes of the Kadiri slums are home to an assembly line of humans functioning like robots. Young girls and women sit out in the open, rocking back and forth, appearing entranced. Many have developed odd muscular motions as they push their work speed to the edge of human limits. The pressure to keep up with the speed and meet the target is so intense that many skip their meals and even avoid drinking water so they do not need to go to the toilet, says Shanu, a community volunteer. Almost all bidi workers in Kadiri, like in the other bidi manufacturing areas of India, are female, and a large number of them are young girls. A study released 3 years ago estimated that more than 1.7 million children worked in India's bidi rolling industry. Children are knowingly engaged by manufacturers who believe that their nimble fingers are more adept at rolling cigarettes. Under Indian law, bidi rolling is defined as hazardous work. But there is a loophole which allows children who assist their parents in their work to be kept out of the purview of the law. Formally, it is the women who take the orders from the contractors. However, given the pressures these women face in terms of delivering, invariably children, mainly girls, get pulled into this to support their families in bidi rolling. From unhealthy living conditions to exploitative wages, slave-like working conditions and severe health consequences, the situation of bidi workers involves violation of their fundamental rights and freedoms on many levels. A majority of the girls are pulled out of school by the time they complete primary school to support their families' incomes. Adapted from BBC News, June 2012.